tuned to KMRE 88.3 FM. My name is Leo Shoemaker. Thank you for joining us on Running and Racing with Leo Shoemaker and Friends on KMRE. We talk to experts about training, nutrition, and gear. We'll also feature inspiring stories from runners of all levels. Stories, whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, this show on KMRE 88.3 FM is the perfect place to learn, laugh, and get motivated. It's Monday, April 15, 2024. What an amazing day. Today was the 128th running of the Boston Marathon from Hopkinton to Boston. It's 26.2 miles filled with history, heartbreak, perseverance, and pride. 30,000 runners ran the marathon, and it's not about winning, but what's on the line, causes, and commitment to oneself. And today, my guest is Lisa Venezuela. Did I say it right? Lisa was recently inducted into the 2024 class of the USA Track and Field Masters Hall of Fame. I'm so glad you're here on Running and Racing. Let's talk about how you got started. How did you get started running?
You know, I was working at General Motors, and one of my colleagues asked me if I wanted to enter a race that her and her husband were putting on. And so I was into fitness. I've always been into fitness. I was doing aerobic classes and maybe running a half a mile or a mile around our apartment building. And so I said, yeah, okay, I'm in pretty good shape. So why don't we go ahead and do that? And they had a married couple division. So my husband and I joined or entered the race. And I ended up being second female overall. I broke a 7-minute pace, and my husband and I won the married couple division. I said, you know what? I kind of like this. And from that point on, I got hooked. I ran a couple other races that year, and I started off short. So that was a 4-mile race. And so I started entering some of the 4 miles, maybe 8Ks. And I didn't do the long stuff. And I said, I really wasn't interested in doing marathons, until I continued to run and I wanted to do, all distances up to the marathon. So, I did my first marathon in, 1996, 1995, because I had to qualify for Boston. So I ran my first marathon in 1995 and qualified for Boston and did my first Boston in 1996.
The first marathon you ran, you qualified for Boston?
Yep, I
did.
Wow. I ran a 3:13 at the Detroit Marathon.
That's amazing, Lisa. Yep. Wow. So we're talking
to
Lisa V.
Yeah.
Talking to Lisa V about her running career and how she qualified the first time out. Now, okay, the first Boston Marathon you ran was 1996. What was it like?
Yes. It was just unbelievable because it was the 100th anniversary for the Boston Marathon. And so my husband went with me, and at the time he said he was never going to do marathons, although he ran the shorter distances. And after going with me and, going through that experience, he said, I've got to qualify. So he was on a mission, and I think he did qualify, and he ran his first in 1997. So it's just, that year was epic, but every year at Boston is epic. It is just, it never gets old. It's just the best run, well organized, and the city just opens their arms to all of the runners. It's just unbelievable. And I just soak up every part of the course as well. You go through all the boroughs, and there are people on every inch of that course cheering you on. So it's just
so exciting.
And
did you see the 2-mile mark? They had the Labrador, a statue there of Spencer, was it? That's his name? Did you see that?
Who was that?
The dog that passed away. He would hold a flag in his mouth.
Yes. The, what did they call it? The marathon dog?
Yes.
Yep.
Now, you're saying that when you run a race like that, you're aware of everything. That's really important because sometimes you run a race and maybe you'll never be able to run again. You never know. So soaking it all in through the boroughs, people yelling and screaming, Wellesley College, all the ladies screaming, holding signs up, kiss me and all that.
Yeah.
I love that part.
it's true. And I do have that philosophy. You never know when you're going to be able to have that experience again. The older I get, the more I have realized that. And so, like I said, I started running Boston in 96. And this was my 18th finish. I've been to Boston 19 times, but I sprained my ankle when I was doing, you know, like just a training jog on the Sunday before Boston. I'm not kidding. This, you can't make this up. Mm. But I sprained my ankle when I came to run Boston in 2017, and I couldn't run it because I was in a cast.
Oh my!
So, but yeah, but the older I get, my point being, in that year actually was eye opening to me as well. You never know what's going to happen. So, an experience like this, I just try to soak it all in. And yes, I do. I mean, from the very start to the very finish, and I'm a pretty focused runner. So in normal, you know, like most races, I'm focused and I don't even notice the course, but in Boston, it's different. I go through Wellesley College and I slap every hand that I possibly can. And, you know, just, it's wonderful.
That's great. Lisa Venezuano is here online on Running and Racing with Leo Shoemaker and Friends on KMRE 88.3 FM. So the weather, some years are horrible. The wind's blowing sideways, raining on you, thunder, lightning. What was it like today?
Well, so it was a bit warm, but I am one of those who would much prefer it to be warmer than colder. So, I mean, ideal for a marathon runner, you know, running a marathon is more like 45 degrees. At the start, it was 58. But there was very low humidity. It was 58 and it ended up, I think it went up to 65 or 66 by the time I finished. So it was on the warm side, not ideal for like running your best times, but there was a tailwind. And so at some points it came, you know, like at our face a bit to give us a little bit of cooling. But the humidity was low and I just focused on every single water stop. I took a sip of Gatorade and I took some water and then I poured some water on my back and it really made a difference. You know, I am a pretty decent warm weather runner. So, I don't think it impacted me as much as maybe some other people. And I ended up with a really good time. I say that I'm not bragging, but you know, I'm getting up there in age and I'm really proud of, you know, running it. I ran a 2:56.36, which is
excellent.
A minute faster than last year. Yeah.
Excellent. Wow.
And so, yeah. And with that, those weather conditions and everything. So, I'm super elated with it.
We're talking to Lisa about the Boston Marathon. Now you said that you're elated with it. When you got done with the race, how did you feel? What was your body telling you?
I was good. I mean, it's crazy, but I never hit the wall. I never got to a point where, I mean, I did, I really maintained my pace well. I think I was almost exactly equal on the front side and the back side. So I was a bit conservative because, Boston is a very strategic course. You have to hold back at the beginning because almost the entire first 10K is downhill. So you really have to watch it and not go out too fast or you'll ruin your whole marathon. So I was really watching that and trying to pace myself right to not go out in the first half too quickly. And then the second half, of course, you got all the hills. So I think I played it right and had a really good marathon for that reason because I didn't go out too fast. And then I had enough at the end to continue with a good time. So when I finished, I was feeling good.
So your time, is that the best time you've had for Boston?
No, it was, now remember, I've been a lot younger running Boston, but it is my second best time, I'm happy to say. In 2000, the year 2000, I ran a 2:53.28, I think, 2:53 something. So this is my second best time at Boston. And actually, I retired at the end of 2020, and retirement is really, really a great thing.
You retired from work,
you mean? Yes, I retired from work. I was an executive at General Motors, a supply chain executive. And so at the end of 2020, I retired and I am getting more sleep now. You know, I'm able to, you know, watch my nutrition better. I'm able to train more consistently. And it has made a difference for me because since I retired, I've run under 3 hours three times now, a 2:58 in 2021, a 2:57 last year, 2023, And this year I ran 256. So, and then prior to that, the only time I went under 3 hours was in the year 2000. So
now you talk about nutrition. Tell us about nutrition. Mm-hmm. How do you eat? Because marathoners, ultra marathoners and all that need a lot of nutrition, need a lot of calories and a lot of water. What do you eat?
Mm-hmm. You know, I eat pretty much anything I want. I'm not really over the top about, you know, keeping things out of my diet, but I do make sure that I get enough protein because I think a lot of runners just short themselves on protein and calories and whatnot. But I do make sure that I get a good balance of protein and carbs. So, but I don't cut anything out. And I do try to carb up, you know, the 3 days before, like they say, watching what I eat. And of course I had the pasta dinner the night before. So, but I overall, I eat quite healthy. I mean, I love salad. I love vegetables. But I do balance that out with protein.
So Lisa, what about during the race? Do you eat goo? Do you have bananas? You know, people carry lots of things and eat lots of things. Mm-hmm. What do you eat?
Mm-hmm. So my routine on every marathon is, and this marathon starts a little bit late. It's a 10 a.m. marathon. Most start at 7 a.m. or, you know, at least probably no later than 8. But I don't eat anything prior to running except for 15 minutes before I have a goo. And then every 6 miles, I have a goo. And again, I was very careful about drinking Gatorade and water at every water stop to stay hydrated. But that's my routine, and it seems to really work for me during the marathon. I don't eat anything else. I don't take the oranges that they're giving you, or I don't, you know, take any other nutrition with me other than my goos.
What flavor goo?
I do the sea salt chocolate, I think it's called. It's Roctane. For marathons, I do 3 Roctanes and then a vanilla flavor before I start. 3 Roctanes at mile 6, 12, and 18. And then I did a salted caramel at 24.
So having run all these races, do you keep a running journal so you remember what you did during the race and maybe use it for the next race?
No. I don't. you know what? I like to keep running fun. I do take it seriously, obviously, because I love competition. I love running races and whatnot. But I just try to mentally remember, you know, the things that work and that don't work. But I do keep up. I used to track all of my runs every day, like what training I did, what races I did, and manually in a journal, if you will, not with notes, but just what the results were. And now I just use Strava to take a Garmin. I have a Garmin watch and, you know, it records it. Then it transfers it over to Strava. So that's how I look back and see what I did in terms of my training. I can go back, you know, a year ago or whatever and see what I did. So I do monitor that.
What kind of equipment do you run with? What kind of shoes do you wear?
You know, I don't like these new wave shoes. I have to tell you, I'm old school. I wear the Adidas, the Bostons. They're actually the shoes that came out for Boston Marathon. So they're not the, you know, carbon, you know, sole or anything like that. No, I tried them last year and they just don't work for me. I just don't feel that they are a good fit for my body type, to tell you the truth. So so I use Adidas, and then I run in Asics gel Nimbus. I really love those for training.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Lisa Venezuela about her participation in the 128th running of the Boston Marathon. What a great race. You know what I love about that race, Lisa, is the expo.
Yes,
so many things.
Expo.
Did you buy
right.
anything?
It's massive.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, I have to get the jacket every year. And, you know, I got to get the beer mug, right? the pint glass. And I've run it so many times. That's pretty much what I get every year is we get the pint glass and I get the jacket. And that's it. Yeah.
I love the can openers they give you when you first sign up and you get your t-shirt, they give you a can opener. I love that can opener. It says Boston Marathon on it. A just wonderful thing for free. Now, there's a lot of great...
Samuel Adams.
Yes, that's the one. That's the one.
Exactly. Yep.
Now, I love that kind of feeling where you go out and you see everybody's out there. You think to yourself, I'm alone on the course. No, you're not. You got 30,000 people running with you. What was it like when you were running? Did you have masters runners around you?
Not a lot. No, you know, it's just a whole complete mixture because Boston is the one race that, it doesn't matter your age, your sex, anything. It's all based on time. So whatever corral you're in is because you're in that corral because other people have run similar times. And it's so important to do that, to keep the flow. When I ran a 2:57 last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
I qualified with my time from last year's Boston for this year's Boston. And I was in the first wave, which is the red bibs first wave that starts, the 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in Corral 7 and I'm like, wow, I was in Corral 7 of the first wave after running a 2:57. I mean, that's how competitive it is. You had to run 5 minutes and 29 seconds at least faster than your qualifying time to get into Boston this year. 11,000 people were turned away that qualified, that didn't run fast, they didn't run faster than their qualifying time enough, right, to be able to get to the start line. It was very congested in the corrals until you got to the start. So the gun goes off, and it took me 4.5 minutes to get to the start. but by the time I got to the start, it opened up enough where it didn't impact my pace for the first mile or anything. It was pretty amazing because I thought it was going to, I didn't think that it was, there was any way that we'd be able to open up enough at the, by the time I reached that start line, but it did. Boston is so well organized. They have everything calculated. And so, I just can't say enough about how smooth they, everything that, that goes on in that race, how, it's like seamless to the runners.
We're talking to Lisa V about her running today, the 120th running of the Boston Marathon, a tradition to many runners. Like you say, 11,000 people were turned away. What a heartbreak.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. I mean, to qualify and then to not be able to run it because you didn't beat your time by enough. So, that's the stats I read right before this week going into the race.
Now, Lisa, do you have a Boston Marathon wall or a garage full of stuff?
I keep it all together, but it's not on a wall anywhere. My husband and I were just talking about it because he's run, I think, 12 Bostons, and this was my 18th. And so they have these really nice fixtures that you can put up on your wall that you hang your medals on. We saw them at the expo. And so we're thinking about getting those. Because that would be a really nice way to display all the medals we have. So, but I do keep them all, absolutely. That they're not proudly shown right now. I do keep my my awards. I do have those displayed in my house. And this is my third first place award, I'm happy to say. So,
wow, amazing. Now you recently
in my age group. Yep.
You recently completed in the 2024 Masters Indoor Championship and won the women's 55 to 59 age group in the 3,000 meters in Chicago. Now, that's a completely different kind of race, isn't it?
I know, right? Yeah, and I was right in the midst of my marathon training, so I was happy with that. Yes, I broke 11 minutes for the 3K there. So, yeah, it was a good day as well. I think it's really good to balance some speed while you're marathon training. Because you got to get your fast twitch and your short or long twitch muscles going. So,
do you have a coach?
Yeah, it was fun. I do not. I do not have a coach.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah, I just, I dabbled in that for a couple of months. I had an online coach. It was 2 years ago after I retired. I said, okay, well, maybe I should get a coach. I've been running a long time, but I've never had a coach in high school. Because I didn't run in high school or college. So it's just all from experience. And I didn't really want to put that structure around my running, to tell you the truth. Like I said, I want to keep the fun in it. I don't want it to be a chore. And I guess I'm pretty good at sensing my body, and I don't need somebody to tell me to push myself. I just like to push myself in training, and in races. So I did it for a couple months. I'm like, this isn't for me. So no coach.
We're talking to Lisa Venezuela Sueno about her running the Boston Marathon, about her Masters Indoor Championship record. And what do you tell people that come up to you and say, how do I train? What do I do? Do you have any advice for anybody?
You know, I do. My biggest advice is don't run yourself into the ground. I do a lot of cross training. I'm quite a low mileage runner for running marathons. My average miles per week, trying to think of what they were. They were it's only 30 miles a week is what I run, my average. And most people that run marathons, especially at the times that, that I'm running, they're running 50 miles a week plus. But what I do is I do a lot of cross training. I love biking. So during the good weather, I live in Michigan. So during the good weather months, I bike outside. But during the winter, I spin bike and I push myself on the spin bike. So I do that. I have an elliptical that I cross train on. And I also have what's called a zero runner. It's like running in air. And I really love that because you still get that running motion, but there's no impact to your body. And it's just a great way to get a cardio workout in, but, it's not beating yourself up. So I do a lot of cross training to supplement my running.
Well, now it's time for training with a Samuel Adams beer. Thank you so much for coming on Running a Race in Lisa Venezuela.
Absolutely. I've already had a few.
I really enjoyed talking with you. I want to thank you for coming on Running a Race with Leo Shoemaker and friends. I hope to see you over here in Washington State where I'm at a race somewhere. And I'll come over and say hi to you.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, Leo. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You've been tuned to KMRE 88.3 FM. The name of the show is Running a Racing with Leo Shoemaker and Friends. I made a new friend today, Lisa, and we talked about her participation in the 128th version of the Boston Marathon, 30,000 runners, weather was hot. And I used to live in that area, and I know when she said humidity, I go, oh, I can just feel it right now. And I'm so glad she did well. I hope all of you go out there and have a great time. Do what Lisa said. Don't overtrain. Don't kill yourself. You're supposed to enjoy it. I go out there and I walk out in the sun or the clouds or the rain or whatever and go, I'm here. I'm towing the line. And I hope you tow the line too. Hope you enjoy yourself. I'll see you next Monday, 5:30 to 6 p.m. on Running and Racing with Leo Shoemaker and Friends.